Chapter 4. Too Much Imagination? When the science class started, Mr. Adams walked in.
Come on, boys and girls. Today we're going to the science laboratory,
he announced. In our lab, there are some white mice and some hamsters in cages. As Mr. Adams passed by their cages, they started to squeal loudly. They were very agitated. Mr. Adams laughed.
What's wrong?
He said, speaking to the animals.
I won't eat you.
Then he gave us some worms.
You must cut them into little pieces. The pieces can live and move independently,
he said. I looked at my worm. It was pale and slimy. I didn't want to cut it up.
Jennifer, are you afraid of cutting up your worm?
I looked up. Mr. Adams was at my desk. He smiled down at me.
Give me your knife.
I thanked him and gave it to him. His arm touched mine. It tickled. An electric shock ran through me and I jumped.
What's wrong?
Asked Mr. Adams. He seemed frightened. Nothing, I answered, trying to smile. He helped me cut up my worm, then walked away. No one else in class had noticed anything. I didn't know what to think. Were all my teachers weird, or was I just too imaginative? I wrote a note to Paul and told him what had happened. Paul, I whispered. Paul turned and looked at me. I passed the note.
Excuse me, what are you doing? Paul, what do you have in your hand?
Asked Mr. Adams. His voice made me freeze. We were in very big trouble.
Nothing,
said Paul.
Please listen to the lesson. If I see you again, you must give me the note.
I'm sorry,
answered Paul. Phew, I was so happy that I wanted to laugh. Obviously, I didn't. When the bell rang, Mr. Adams called me to his desk. Oh, no, I thought. He smiled.
I'm sorry I scared you. 2 years ago, I had an accident. My left arm is artificial. It's an electric prosthesis, and sometimes it can give electric shocks.
He seemed a little embarrassed. I was surprised and sorry. He was so sweet. I thanked him and went to lunch. Paul, forget what I wrote, I said as I sat down at our usual lunch table. I told Paul and Dana about Mr. Adams's electric prosthesis. Then Dana mentioned Mr. Stone. Paul and I looked at each other, but we didn't say anything. Besides, after school, Dana had a dance club meeting in the gym, so Paul and I were free. We finished our chocolate milk and went out to recess. At the door, we met Mr. Stone. His head was down. He seemed deep in thought.
Hi,
Dana said to him.
Hi,
he said, surprised, lifting his head. His eyes were green again.
Wow, that Mr. Stone is really a mystery,
Dana exclaimed. I still didn't want to tell Dana the whole story, so I changed the subject. Fortunately, the bell interrupted us. Before entering class at 1 o'clock, I took Paul aside. I quickly told him about what I had seen in the park.
Wow! I wonder what we'll see this afternoon,
remarked Paul.